Just watching Twitter, there seems to be two kind of Gator fans when it comes to the basketball team. One that's negative, that says Mike White can't get them where they need to go. And the others who now are saying, I told you he's a good coach. Look how he coached them down the stretch. Now they're in the tournament.
Yeah, but I was kind of been joking about that. You know, and that's the social media world now that we live in. And it kind of seems like, you know, it's extreme one way or the other. You either fully support Mike White or you fully don't. So, and you're right. That does seem to be the general consensus and message on Twitter, that you either want Mike White fired or you're following Mike White, because hey, look, they're in the tournament again. And for everything that they faced throughout this year, injuries again, lack of a big man, they're still found a way to get into the tournament. Bill, we talked last week, and I kind of laid out what they had to go do in the tournament, and that's exactly what they did. They had to go beat Arkansas. And they had to beat LSU to make sure that they were in the tournament. If they didn't beat LSU and played them tough, you know, Florida was firmly sitting on the bubble. But with that win over LSU, that pretty much punched their ticket in, and it was a buzzer beater shot that Andrew Nembhard had to hit, and almost, you know, the very next day he had another chance against Auburn to do it again, and you know they were hacked from the very last. On the very last shot and no call there, but you know, kind of could look at, you know, they knew they were in at that point, so you're going to have to play another game with the lack of depth that they have. You know, maybe kind of a blessing in disguise, if you want to say. I think, you know, it still speaks a lot if you could go on to the final and maybe win the SEC tournament. But you know, Florida was in at that point. Another big win versus LSU. Bill, if Florida could play LSU from here on out, they'd probably be in good shape. Two games went to overtime. And another buzzer beater there, beat them 2 out of 3 times that they played, you know, a really good LSU team there. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but they got Nevada coming up. They drew the 10th seed versus, 7th seed in Nevada, a team that's only lost 4 games throughout the season. Haven't really beat anybody. And so Florida, I think, you know, got a pretty good matchup here. And they win this game more than likely would play Michigan in the second round.
Is LSU Florida a thing in basketball, meaning kind of this new dislike for each other because of the incident, the hurricane, the scheduling, all that a couple of years ago? Does that carry over to basketball?
Well, I think it carries over a little bit, because also you go back and look at when Florida won the College World Series, and it was against LSU as well in baseball
right,
a couple of years ago. So there's been, you know, some Florida LSU football, basketball. Heck, you go back to when Florida was winning the national championship in basketball, and LSU was pretty good at that time too with Glenn Davis. So there's been some tough matchups when both teams are pretty good in basketball, baseball, and football, of course, in recent years. And you know, Florida makes this return trip to Baton Rouge for the first time in a couple seasons with the hurricane deal last year. So it will be interesting to see the reception Florida gets from the LSU fan base on the football side of things, because it's been a while since they've been to Baton Rouge.
Gator Dave with us. Gator's Breakdown is his podcast. We'll let you know how you can get that. It's very, very popular. So let's transition. Let's go from basketball over to the oblong spheroid, to some football. What seems to be the word out of spring practice?
We play Franks. Looks the best he's ever looked, Bill, coming off that stretch at the end of the season where he played really well versus FSU and really well versus Michigan. And comes out in spring practice and really has command of the offense, making throws down the field that he's, you know, so much struggled with last year. Now, you know, it does need to be said with a disclaimer, you know, this is pretty much pajama practice so far. We've only had one practice in pads over the weekend there, and they'll have an open practice Saturday that I'll be at, so I'll be able to share a lot more next week from you know, what they look like while they're in pads and offensive line, defensive line can hit. But as of right now, Bill, with all the weapons that he has coming back at receiver, every receiver returns, and Ben Jefferson, Trevon Grimes, Freddie Swain, Josh Hammond, Kadarius Toney, Tyree Cleveland, you know, all those guys are coming back. So the weapons are there. You got weapons led by LaMichael Pirine at running back, and it's really just how fast will this offensive line, you know, because Bill, I don't have any doubts Felipe Franks will be better, but how much can we see the improvement with what the offensive line has to replace in 4 to 5 starters there? Will that hold back the growth of the offense? So that's what this spring is going to be about. That I think we'll see continued improvement from Felipe Franks. But what is this offensive line going to do to help him? Can they gel quick enough in the spring? Can they pick out their top five, six guys by the end of the spring and have those guys ready to gel by the time Florida opens up with Miami? So this spring, I think, is very important in trying to identify those, of course, you're starting five of the offense, but some key depth pieces as well.
Yeah, it's I've been watching that, and it's – I don't know if I want to say it's remarkable, but, again, Mullen, what he does with quarterbacks and taking a very shaky, inconsistent – most people don't think ought to even be on the field and making him look pretty good is another Mullen gem.
It is, Bill. It really does speak to – go back to that Missouri game. It was the week after the Georgia game, and – a terrible start by Felipe Franks. He ends up getting benched, and more than likely Kyle Trask is going to start the next game versus South Carolina. He gets hurt in practice, and Felipe Franks is thrown back in as a starter, and it took a half to get that South Carolina game as well. But starting that second half of that game when they started using his legs a little bit more and started converting some third downs, and he plays with the chip on his shoulder and gets some confidence. I don't think there's any question that he got better, and a lot of it was to do with maybe just a wake-up call of maybe almost losing his job there. And now, I listened to an interview with him last week, and he wants Jalen Jones and Emory Jones to learn from his mistakes and what he does. He wants to teach those guys for taking over him. And speaking of Emory Jones, Bill, he's looked like a different quarterback as well. He's added some weight. The ball's really flying out of his hand. He has a better understanding of the offense. And, I still think, Felipe Franks is going to be the starter. There's no question there, but I still see where Franks is probably taking 85-90% of the snaps during the season, and we see Emory Jones in some design plays and some design formations, design situations where he's going to get some playing time. He's a lot more comfortable now than he was last year, not really forced into anything last year. And I think Mullen will find a way to use him as a weapon as well.
Tell everybody how they can get Gators Breakdown, the podcast.
Get Gators Breakdown on news4jax.com/Gators Breakdown and all the podcast platforms out there, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all those out there, Bill. And last night I had Thomas Goldkamp on from Swamp 24/7 who been able to shed some more light on everything that we have seen at practice in the first week. So Dan Mullen's in town, Bill, tomorrow here in Jacksonville, so I'll be heading that up as well as up on practice Saturday. So we'll have even more to talk about next week.
Good stuff, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.